Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
But don't give a f***.
It is our Warrior Women Wednesday, and I'm going back into the well of great women that I have featured on this segment because this gal just nailed it. I saw her come across my feed yesterday. And go, oh, I wonder what April's up to. Her name's April Chapman, and you may recall her. I featured her about 3 weeks ago. She's smart. She's funny. She's always on point. She's a Christian podcaster. And today's segment, it just jumped into an issue that's been bothering me the last few months. What the heck has happened to Candace Owens?
I don't know. She has gone pretty far off the reservation.
Yeah, clearly. Exactly. Yeah. She's become anti-Trump. She's become anti-really everything that she used to stand for. Even recently, she went after TPUSA for talking about faith too much. Did you hear her go off on TPUSA?
I did hear a little bit of that.
Yeah. Well, April Chapman.
Is her, you know, her stuff about the Charlie Kirk murder and who was really behind it and all that. She's really...
I mean, dude, she's
way out there.
Something's going on. Well, April Chapman, who is also a Black American female conservative and has a talk show called Unshakable. It's really good if you haven't tuned into her yet. But anyway, she breaks down exactly why she believes Candace Owens seems to be extremely lost these days. Check this out.
Let's just go ahead and address the elephant in the room, shall we? Because apparently Candace Owens has once again, she has emerged from the Valley of Dry Bones with a hot take that nobody asked for. And to be honest, I did not see this one coming. This time she is accusing Turning Point USA of talking too much about faith, as if mentioning Jesus three times at an event is some kind of theological felony. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that nobody wants to say out loud. So allow me. Your friendly neighbor, truth teller, let me just go ahead and say it. I don't know how much more plain I can make it, but Candace Owens is not a Christian, period. Full stop.
Wow.
Yeah.
She is not. She is not born from above. The things of the spirit are foolishness to her. So, of course, since that is the positional state of her soul based on her public actions and her words, so of course she's going to be allergic to a faith-based conversation. Of course, she hears scripture and starts itching. Of course, she's going to recoil every time someone mentions Christ like a vampire who sees sunlight.
Ouch.
She does this because spiritual things irritate unregenerate hearts.
Wow. That's laying it out there.
April
pretty much calls her out saying, you know, you can't go after TPUSA. That, oh, by the way, was founded by a man who was deep in his faith, and so much of what Turning Point is about was about his relationship to Christ and getting more people to come to Christ. So, I mean, she's spot on. For her to go after Turning Point, saying they need to stay more on point with politics and conservative values, and they don't need to bring Jesus into everything, it turns people off, which was what Candace basically said. It doesn't turn people off. It's the foundational principles of our nation that this country was built upon, and Christianity is what we need to return to. That was what Charlie constantly was promoting, and for Turning Point USA to continue that is not just appropriate, it is the foundation of what TPUSA is all about. So Kudos to April Chapman. If you want to learn more about her, just look up Unshakable April Chapman. She's got podcasts. She's everywhere. She's LinkedIn. She's X. She's on Facebook.
So she's a podcaster. She's not on a radio show somewhere?
No. Not that I can find. She really just does her own thing and has a lot of followers. Not a ton. Like, you know, 100,000 here, 300,000 there. But she is. I love the way she cuts up her podcast, too. She'll give you those minute and a half snippets like you just heard. You don't have to listen to the whole show to kind of get what her message is.
But, yeah.
She's a fighter. I love her. That's why she's my Warrior Wednesday woman for this week.
Good for her. And I'm glad she's out there. I wonder what your take is on some of the more outrageous things Candace Owens has hinted at here regarding the Charlie Kirk case. She really seems to...
Well, she thinks Israel...
If I read it correctly, right? Yeah, she thinks Israel played some role in it. And if I read it correctly, she's not a big fan of Erica Kirk.
No.
I don't understand that. I mean...
Mm-mm. No, she doesn't trust
her. Give the woman some time to grieve, for goodness sake.
Well, but the theory she's thrown out there and shown videos of an alternative person who shot him with a flower on his vest or, you know, I mean, just some of the wacky ideas that she have. I mean, how much more evidence do you need than a guy running off a thing, throwing his bag down, running, you know, with it, hiding his gun? I mean, the evidence seems pretty overwhelming that this guy was the shooter. I mean,
her suggestion is this isn't even the guy that pulled the trigger?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, she thinks God. There's an alternative gunman.
Okay.
That there was actually different angles. And, I mean, she's been off the reservation on this, several other issues in the past several months that you just go, where did that come
from? And here's the thing. What the left wants to do is tear down whatever they perceive to be MAGA. And in their mind, MAGA is anybody that disagrees with them. So when you have people who've been on the same side of a lot of pro-Trump issues, like her, Tucker, like others, who then disagree on some issue, the left media in this country immediately takes up the lying headline, MAGA is in disarray. The MAGA base is falling apart because you have disagreements. In this party, more than any other, certainly more than the Democrats, you're allowed to have a different point of view. In the Democratic Party, you're going to get shipped out the door if you disagree with their policies on men and women's bathrooms or any of that. They don't want anything to do with you anymore. And I think you're far more likely to get debate within the party on the right than you ever were on the left.
They don't allow it. And I will say this. I totally agree with you that I think people in the party in general do accept opposing viewpoints, including, you know, I'm always open to listening to liberal viewpoints. I don't think the right is nearly as judgmental, as hateful as the left can be. However, I do get frustrated with Donald Trump's intolerance for opposing viewpoints. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has also been one who's, you know, kind of left the Trump camp in recent on certain issues, but
kind of been booted.
Well, yeah, but yeah. Then for him to just come out and say,
and attack,
yeah,
well, it's how he operates,
right? But it's not how the party in general operates.
No, I
think the party itself is more open to ideas and debate and having discussions about major issues. And kudos to the Republicans for still having that willingness to hear opposing viewpoints.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
But I do think Trump could be a little more tolerant. I mean, people aren't always going to 100% agree with him, and he needs to just let it go sometimes. She's a voice in the wilderness right now. She's not getting a lot of traction, and a lot of it was around Epstein, right?
I think he's been better at it in this second term, and I think it's got something to do with Susie Wiles, his chief of staff. But I think sometimes even she has trouble reining him in on some of those things.
Yeah.
The nicknames. I mean, he hasn't done that as much this time, but Marjorie Traitor Green, that didn't take too long. And everybody who's opposed him like that he's assigned a nickname to, loses whatever that issue is they're debating. I don't know. I don't know what his track record has to be, 90 or 100% on those issues, if he's fighting with a party member over it.
Yeah. Oh, he wins most of the time. Yeah, because
you may not be comfortable with how he wins, but he wins. And if I'm going into battle and I've got a general who has some unusual approaches to war, but they're effective, at the end of the day, he's there to win, not to make everybody happy.
And I will say this, the Ted Cruz move the other day, while Trump didn't like, do not come out too early on this 2028 presidential election, because he will bury you.
That was Cruz who did it. I think it was Axios or one of these news organizations came out and claimed that he had ruled out a 2028 run. There's a big difference between not ruling it out if you're asked that question in an interview and saying you're running in 2028.
Did you see how annoyed that Trump was by that question?
I'm not surprised.
And I just think he does not want to be a lame duck president. He knows he's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
He does not want to talk about 2028 until probably 2027, right? Between now and then, he's got a lot to get done. And he was annoyed by the question. And I will tell you, if you are in this party and you have any presidential hope whatsoever, you better not be talking about the 2028 election around Donald Trump, or I think he'll alienate him
before the midterm. Yeah, I would agree. That's why J.D. Vance walked that line expertly with who was it? Was it Brett Baer that he sat down with the other day?
And he said, "We got a lot of work to do between now and then."
Yeah,
and didn't even address the opportunity of running for president in 3 years. So I just think that's one of many things that Trump gets annoyed about. But the last thing in the world he wants to be seen as is a lame duck president.
Well, that is absolutely the truth. Well, you know, I've been recovering from this injury, Dan.
Yep.
And in many ways, I think it was a curse and a blessing at the same time, because I survived it. Now I'm feeling much better than I was 2 weeks ago, obviously, when I first came back in here. And then I saw this story, what happened to this other dude that broke his ribs, and I realized just how lucky I really am. We're going to talk about that a little more when we come back. Stay tuned.
You are lucky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.